This is Parsha Shmini, Parsha's Parah. The end of the Parsha, we have the mitzvah not to eat shkatzim or remasim. And the Torah ends off, and the Torah explains the mile of this mitzvah. The Torah says, Ki ani Hashem amala eschem eretz Mitzrayim li yisachem le'lokim me'yisim kedoshim ki kodesh oni. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was mala you from eretz Mitzrayim and be kodesh ki kodesh oni. Rashi asks the following question, that normally the Torah, when it refers to going out of Mitzrayim, he uses the Lashon, Asher hoiseisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Hoiseisi, I took you out. Over here, the Torah says a different Lashon. Na hoiseisi, hamale, I brought you up, I uplifted you from Mitzrayim. It says, Tanan Dvei Rishmol, Rashi brings down the Tanan Dvei Rishmol, answers, that Omole, if it was only for the fact that I brought you out of Mitzrayim, not to eat shkatzim or remasim, not to matamah b'shvatzim, is enough. It's enough to have this mala, this mila, this upliftedness, this upgrade. This upgrade that you were zeichet to, it was worth it just for this mala, mila, that you have the mitzvah of not eating shkatzim or remasim. Yaakov Galinsky asked the following question, that the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, speaks out that Avraham Avinu was in Stavre on the mitzvah of Mila, Yitzchak and Meiser, Yaakov and Gidanoshe. In Mitzrayim, Amram was Mitzvah with more mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't tell us which mitzvahs, but he said in Amram, in Mitzrayim, had a tzivui for more mitzvahs, until Moshe Rabbeinu came and the Hishlim HaTorah Yodai completed the Torah, all the 630 mitzvahs. But we find that that Klal Yisrael had mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. The Amram got certain mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, why do we have to go out of Mitzrayim to get the mitzvah of Shkatzim Remasim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, if the whole point that we should have the mitzvah of Shkatzim, not to eat Shkatzim Remasim, we could have stayed in Mitzrayim and still, and Hashem will give us a mitzvah not to eat Shkatzim Remasim. The answer is, that's exactly what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us, that the Pasuk is telling us, Ki ani Hashem amala eschem eretz Mitzrayim. That in order to have this mitzvah of not to eat shkatzim remasim, it depends. It's all because we have a mila. We're upgraded. We're a special quality. We're a different bria. We're more sensitive people. And that we got by coming out of Mitzrayim. Alton Kelm always says that a cat is able to eat spoiled milk, and it doesn't get sick. It doesn't hurt its stomach, and not only doesn't it hurt its stomach, it enjoys it. Why? Because he's a cat. The makeup of the wiring of a cat allows him to eat spoiled milk. A human being is more sensitive. He's not able to eat spoiled food. A yid is greater than that. A yid has this extra mila, this extra quality that doesn't allow him to eat shkatzim remasim. But when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, which Mitzrayim was like the pasuk says in Perek Yudches, pasuk Gimel in Acharei Mois, that Rashi brings down Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, that the Maisim of Mitzrayim were Mekulkel from all the Umas Olam. And the place where Klal Yisrael lived in Goshen was Mekulkel from all the cities in the whole Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place that was Memtesh Haritumah. So Klal Yisrael, when they were there, they didn't have this Maila. They didn't have this extra quality. They weren't able to get the mitzvah of Shkasim and Masim. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, and Hamala Eschem, the Kaisel, came to a different quality, they became a Bar Maila, then we don't fit, we're more sensitive and more delicate. We're not able to eat the Shkasim and Masim. In Perek Shira, it says that the Shvatzim say the following pasuk: Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav, b'nei tzion yagilu b'malkom. That Yisrael should be happy ba'oisav, for those that made him. B'nei tzion should be happy with the melech. Perhaps pshat could be that the Shvatzim are saying, Klai Yisrael, be happy with those that made you. Realize that you're different. Realize that you're a different breed. You're a much higher quality. You're not able to eat us. You're not able to eat Shkasim and Masim. You're much more delicate. And this is a maila that the Torah is telling us, the maila of the mitzvah of not eat Shkasim and Masim. This is Parasha, and Parashas Para. Parashas Para is one of the Arba parashas that we learn before Pesach. You know, the Yerushalmi says our parashas are connected, the four lashonis of Geula, and connected the Dalet Kosos of Yayin. As we know, you're able to drink between the first cup and the second cup and the third cup. Between the third cup and the fourth cup, it's usher to drink anything else, any other liquids. So too, between Parashas Paro, which is connected to the third cup, and the fourth cup, there's never a separation of parashiyas, of weeks, between Parah and Chodesh. Right after Parah comes Parashas Chodesh. So this is Parashas, we lay in Parashas Parah. The Torah starts off in by Parah Duma, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Rashi says, why does he use the lesson of Chukah? Because the Satan, Umas HaOlam, are moinin, they make fun of Klai Yisrael, Mezalzel, and say, what's this mitzvah they do? Ma tam b'yishpo? What's the reasoning behind this mitzvah of Parah Aduma? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the word chukah as a choik, gezeri lefanai, ein lecha reshus lahara acharea, this is what I told you to do, it's a choik. The question is, how's that answer to the taina? The Umas HaOlam are attaining that this mitzvah doesn't make sense. Why are you doing this for? So what's the Torah adding by telling us, yeah, but it's a choik? How's that an answer to their taina? Furthermore, the pasuk says in Devarim, the Torah says, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Shmartim asisem." You should keep the mitzvahs. Kihi chachmaschem bibinaschem leini amim, asher yishmu nes kol achukim eila. The goyim are going to hear that you do these chukim. The amru rak am chacham v'navoin hagoy hagadol azeh. They're going to say they're a very smart nation. So the pasuk's mashma that the chukim will bring out and show the world that we're chachamim, we're a special nation. It sounds to be a contradiction to what Rashi tells us over here. Perhaps pshat could be the Gemara in Brachas Alam and Gimel and Beis says that if someone says ha'omer kan sipor yagiru rachamecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have rachmanus on the mother bird, on the Kan Sipur, that you should chase her away and not take the babies in front of her face. You have rachmanis on her meshaskin oisoi. You quiet him down. So there's two pshatim in the Gemara. Well, the second pshat in the Gemara says, because you're making the midos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. Rashi explains that you're saying that the mitzvahs, midosef means mitzvahs, Hashem's mitzvahs, are rachamim, are out of mercy. Hashem gave us mitzvahs because Hashem has mercy. Says Rashi, no, that the mitzvahs are chukei gezeros, chukim lahoidia, to let it be known, shehem avodah v'shomrei mitzvoisa v'gzeres chukoisav, to show that we are of avdei Hashem and we listen to the gezeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even things that the satan, the umas ha'olam, ask on it, what's the need for these mitzvahs? We do mitzvahs to show that we are avdei Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Ribbono Shel Olam. So it could be that when the pasuk says that the umas ha'olam make fun and say that, why are you doing this? Meaning to say that doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Why are you doing things that don't make sense? Why are you doing paradua? Doesn't make sense. The answer is chukah. We're not deciding to do it. If we decided to do it, it's a good taina. How can you do things without understanding what you're doing? The answer is that we're doing it because we're avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a choik, we're gzeres Hashem, we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And that is the greatest compliment that we have, that we have a direction in life, that we do things not necessarily because we feel this is right. We have a leader, we have a Ribbono Shel Olam, we have Ravadim, we have Chukas Hashem to guide us to what the proper thing is. We have a Melech to give us Sivuyim. That is the greatest praise that we have. The Gemara says in Kedushin, famous Gemara, the Flamin Aleph, that Dama ben Nesina didn't want to wake up his father even though they needed a precious stone for the Choshen, and he gave up a lot of money. He lost a lot of money, a potential money they could have made on the deal. And the last year, next year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Schar, a Paraduma was born into his flock. And they came to buy the Paraduma, and Dama ben Nesina told them, I know if I would ask all the money in the world, you would give it to me. But I'm only going to ask for the amount of money that I lost on the deal because I didn't want to wake up my father. So the Ben Hayada, the Sefer Ben Hayada says that why was the schar of this Dama ben Nesina that he had a paraduma? Because there's a kitruk in Klal Yisrael, and a goy could do the mitzvah of Kibbutz in such a special way that he's willing to give up so much money to do the mitzvah of Kippur of Aim, a goy. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a paraduma that was a sanager to show that Klal Yisrael are willing to give up money, all the money in the world, not for a mitzvah, only a mitzvah sichli, like Kibbutz of Aim, it's an understandable mitzvah. Even for paraduma, it's a choik. A choik is not understandable. And willing to give up all the money in the world, that was a sanager, that was a brought out the mile of Klal Yisrael, much more than the goyim, that we're able, we do chukim, even though we don't understand the reason, but we show we're avdei Hashem and we do the gzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Torah says zeis chukas haTorah. There's a chayk of the Torah. Doesn't say zeis chukas haPara, the chayk of the Para, because the chukim show our status and our focus, our attitude to the entire Torah. The Torah, we're makabel because we are avdei Hashem, and we are avdei Hashem, which is 24/7, which is encompassing our entire lives and doesn't change. As the Alto Sabotka used to say over the following story, famous story, that Aristotle, his students came to visit him once and knocked on the door, and he didn't answer. They thought he must be very, very busy, starting the philosophy. They walked into the house and they went into his library. He wasn't there. And they called his name. He wasn't there. He wasn't answering. He came to the kitchen and was very, very engrossed in his food and his eating. So his student said, that what happened? We called you. We called Aristotle. You weren't around. So he told them that when I study, when I do philosophy, then I'm Aristotle. But now I'm eating. I'm not Aristotle. Now I'm eating. Hashenken a yid is we do mitzvahs not dependent on what we understand. We are avdei Hashem. We are avdei Hashem, which encompasses our entire lives. And this is the chara, the akdama, to the Arba parashis for Pesach, which it says alalu avdei Hashem v'loy avdei paro. We become halu avdei Hashem. We praise we are avdei Hashem le avdei paro, and we're able to become. This is our shvach, our pride. And we zeicher to such mitzvahs to come avdei Hashem, and we're proud of it. And this is achana. This is Taharosin Shal Yisrael. The Parshas Paro is Taharosin Shal Yisrael. The Akdama to Yisias Mitzrayim is through the Parsha of Paraduma with the Chukim. And we should be zeicher to Be'etzem realize our milas and have a very, very good Shabbos. Thank you.